Hello, hello, and welcome to, if you're new here, or welcome back if you've been here before, to Into the Nothing with your favourite podcast host, Patrice. And on this episode, I am currently driving. I'm driving from the Gold Coast to Brisbane, where I live. And I'm hoping that the sound of the car isn't too loud to do this episode. I'm hoping that you can hear me clearly and that we are all good for you to hear me. And yeah, so this episode, I want to talk about a facet of Into the Nothing. So this podcast is obviously called Into the Nothing. We're aware of that. And what I would also like to dive into is, yeah, a flavor and essence, what Into the Nothing can mean, because it means lots of things. And the more that I do this podcast, the more that I just have these epiphanies, these ideas of what Into the Nothing means to me and how it makes my life easier, better, more fulfilled, feel more free. And so some concepts of Into the Nothing can be, Into the Nothing means meditation, going into your internal world in that way. So breaking up your day rather than being busy, 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 and meditating. Another way of looking at Into the Nothing is looking into our thoughts and our feelings, looking into things that aren't physical, like our thoughts, like our feelings. And that's another way of looking at going into the nothing. Now, how does meditation make my life better and easier? It gets me to practice discipline. It gets me to practice stillness. And how does going into the nothing of my thoughts and my feelings make my life better? Well, I've come to understand that my thoughts and my feelings play a big role in what happens in my life, that my internal world is playing a much more constructive, organizational role than I realized. And that actually my thoughts and my feelings create how I experience my day to day and also what happens with my actions. Because if I'm thinking life-giving, powerful thoughts, I feel better about myself. When I'm telling myself that I suck and that I'm a loser and that I'm not ready and that I'm stuck, it doesn't feel good. And then that obviously makes me not take action and, yeah, just get down the dumps. So I've realized that going into the nothing and doing work internally in that way with my thoughts and feelings makes a difference. Now, what do I want to talk about in terms of Into the Nothing today? Well, before I get right into it, I would love to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. I would love for you to share this with any family member or any friend or work colleague that you think this conversation would add value to and benefit. Thank you for liking, thank you for commenting. And I just think that it's time to get right into this podcast episode of what this means with Into the Nothing. Now, I want to talk about awareness. So when I say Into the Nothing, like if we stopped paying so much attention to the physicalness of our body, even of our environment, you know, I'm in the car right now, the car that I'm driving in, if you're in a room, the room you're in, or maybe you're outside, you can see trees. Like, if we were to pay attention to what is actually experiencing life, because there's something in us that is noticing and can notice what we think and what we feel. It knows the memories that we've had of the things we've experienced in our life. It can notice what our body is, like notice looking at our body, looking at our knees, looking at our legs. You can look at our hands. I can look in the mirror and look at my face. But there's this part of me inside of me that I've gotten to know more and more through meditation, of those moments where I'm not thinking. Now, I know that for most people, including myself, thinking is something that happens 24/7. Not 24/7, but all day long. Thinking, 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 thinking. But you can become aware of your thoughts, so you're not your thoughts. And I understand that for me to say I have moments where I don't think and I can actually stop myself from thinking in that state of presence, that's something that we don't consciously create or train ourselves to experience. But you've experienced it, like in an orgasm, or when you've been smoking, if you're a smoker, or when you're smoking, if you're a smoker, and you take that big deep breath and like everything stops, you know, there's this can be a pause between an inhale and an exhale or the next inhale. Like there's these pauses where there can be nothing. And in that moment, I know that you've experienced it. You are purely what you really are. Awareness. Even for me to ask you, are you aware? Even for me to ask that question, you're aware that I've asked the question, you're aware that you're exploring it like this. You're not your thoughts, you're not your mind, you're not your body. You are living, breathing, conscious energy. You are awareness, you are presence. And that's just another flavor of going into the nothing, of becoming aware that we are aware. Like you're aware of what's around you right now, and you can become even more aware, but you were always aware. And it's interesting because after you've had a good night's sleep, you know that you've had a good night's sleep. Why? Because your awareness was there the whole time. There was there's something in you that is residing that in within you that knows that you had a good sleep that night, whether it was last night, whether it was last week, whenever it was, or do you maybe have them every night. How do you know you had a good night's sleep? Because you're aware, and awareness is what you really are. So this is a short episode. And it's just dropping a little pebble in the pond of contemplation for yourself. Of what are you really? And this was one of the reasons why I started this podcast a couple of years ago. Because in 2017, my awareness was that we are not just our bodies. There's something inside of us that is magical. There's something else going on here. I don't know. Something, my awareness, the truth of who I am. Some people, like there's so many words for what we really are, right? People can say that there's God within us, or there's spirit, or it's a consciousness, or cosmic consciousness, or like there's so many ways, like there's so Buddha consciousness. There's so many ways to refer to this awareness of not trying to seek it out through the mind, because the mind is the mind, the ego mind. You can't try and access this place from the mind, because it's not the mind. You are not your mind. You are not your thoughts. Thoughts are just options. They're not facts. And years ago in 2017, when I left Sydney in my corporate job, like working in the office, and I had to work remotely and work on my parents' farm in country New South Wales. And I started to explore, like, what is within? I've been on this exploration for years, as so many do. There's this wanting to know. Surely there's something that unlocks, like, underneath everything. What's underneath? What's at the core? What's at the core? What's at the core? And it's awareness. I am awareness. I am is the awareness. So I'm going to leave this episode here. And if you would like any support in navigating, in being with, in understanding your own level of what you truly are, being awareness, know that you can email me, patrice@patricedouglas.org. And I have ways that we can spend time together so that you can get support in feeling more whole and more fulfilled and more embodied in yourself, feeling stable, feeling secure, so that life can be that for you. And so I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. And yeah, just know that you are awareness. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your mind. Yeah. Lots of love. Bye.